I started writing more with Tom. I think like when Ziggy Stardust and Raw Power came out, you know, that's kind of when I was in the band. And those were the covers that we learned for bars. Because most bar owners and people, you know, you go in there and you go, here's one by, you know, Fleetwood Mac, and then you do Raw Power. You know, here's one by so-and-so. I mean, it just didn't matter. You know, people didn't really know. And so we played bars for a couple of years. The band wasn't going anywhere. It broke up once. And the keyboard player, who's another guy, you know, I hope he'd want to talk to you. His name's Bodan Zachary. And he was a real go-getter. And so he got us quite a few gigs. And he got us out to New York in 1974, I think, 74 or 75. And we played and showcased at a club called Mother's. Mother's didn't last too long. It was right across from the Chelsea Hotel, but it was like a club. The guy that was doing the booking, his name's Peter Crowley, and he used to do the booking for Max's Kansas City in, you know, in its like last 5 years or something. So he had this club called Mother's, and it was like Television played there the week before us, and the Ramones played there the week after. So it was a pretty hot club. And so we did some dates there, and I think because of that and because of this hustler that we had on keyboards, Bodan, he got us a demo deal with Warner Brothers. I don't know what the money was or whatever. They arranged some studio, I think, in Kalamazoo, and we went in and cut four tracks. And thought, oh boy, we're going to get signed, you know, and but we didn't. So we kind of went back to playing, but then that kind of took the wind out of the sails for Bodan, who he just moved to New York and he was a real go-getter, and he, you know, he just kind of said, fuck it, if I can't get the mutant signed, you know, I'll do something in New York. So he did, and the mutants kind of kept on playing. And we were getting really good because we would rehearse every day. Tom Morwatz, it was like he was the leader, and he was just one of these guys like, fuck it, you know, you want to be in this band? We're rehearsing every day. And all those guys had chops. You know, everyone had really good chops and could play. So we were like a really good band, and we started getting some work around town with, who did we play with? I think like with Richie Blackmore's Rainbow or something. I mean, we were doing, you know, opening gigs at, you know, pretty cool venues along with bar gigs.